Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn an ISO show. If you don't know, now you know. We back at it. The world's fastest growing podcast. You know what I'm saying? If you here and you're early, we ask that you like, rate, review, share, subscribe, all of those good things to show us that you appreciate the good things that we do for y'all. You know what I'm saying? This episode, nonetheless, let's get into it how we normally get into it, man. How was your week? How was your weekend?
Man, everything was lovely, man. I ain't got no complaints, man. Thank y'all to everybody who watched our first live or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Well, most of y'all not even watched the replay, you know what I mean? We going to start trying to do that more. And, you know, like you said on the live, I mean, we're going to try to let people know ahead of time and all that, and this is going to be what it is, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, the games that's being played with us, we still was going to put the content out anyway, you know what I mean? So if you don't check it when we actually go live, you know what I mean? Just check it out later, you know what I mean? I know some of y'all probably like, might get notifications. Y'all might click them, notification the bell in order to get notifications. Y'all might not get them. You know what I mean? We gonna do the lives anyway. The fucking live might not go up. Who knows, man? But, you know what I mean, ain't gonna stop us. We gonna put it out. You know what I mean? This one is still up. So, now we just gonna see how it go. Thank y'all to everybody, you know what I'm saying, who checked it out and just, you know what I mean, just support us on the regular. So.
Definitely. We do appreciate it. And, you know, we ask that you follow the social media handles that we put within the description, because moving forward, we're looking at going live on multiple, you know what I mean, platforms, not just the YouTube thing. It might be an IG thing. ISO might want to go, do Twitter got live? I don't really be on Twitter. Twitter got live?
I have no clue.
All right, well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, there might be multiple platforms that we go live on.
Something like that.
So, you know what I mean? Like we said, if anything that you follow us on, click those notifications. Make sure the notifications is on. If you see us going live, hop in there, man, and you know, have a conversation with us as we having a conversation. You know, you talk, we talk back. But first and foremost, you know what I mean, Philadelphia's own, we want to congratulate Dawn Stelly on her perfect season. You know what I mean? She's completed it, you know what I mean, for the women's NCAA tournament winner. You know what I mean? Shout out to her. Shout out to you, you know what I mean, on that. Just, man, your coaching resume is crazy. You know what I mean? So shouts out to her on that. But without further ado, we're going to get into it and do what we do, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I ain't really see what you had on the sign, so you can explain to them what you put on the sign.
Oh, the sign says, so what? So, you know what I mean? We're going to get into it as we go along, you know what I mean? So I can explain, you know what I mean, why I put that on the sign. But, yeah, I'm reading this joint. This joint got basic information. I don't know. I mean, who is this guy? I mean, yeah, we're going to get into it. This episode is going to be, I want to touch on some of the stuff I see going on with the with Miss Candace Owens and all the goings on with her and all things surrounding her and how people are starting to be feelings about her, you know what I mean? And I just want to express my feelings about her because first let's get into the who she is. Because you got the Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is Wikipedia, so we don't know if everything's 100% accurate and all that. Mm-hmm. So we going off Wikipedia just as a base. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean,
read the description of who Candace is.
You can let the.
All right, so Candace Owens, it says, described as the new face of Black conservatism. Owens has been recognized for her pro-Trump activism, despite being initially critical of the former president of the United States. You know what I mean, Donald Trump. And the Republican Party. She is known for her criticism of Black Lives Matter. Owens served as communications director for the conservative advocacy group. It says Turning Point USA between 2017 and 2019. In 2018, Owens co-founded BlitzX. I might be pronouncing that wrong. Blixt. I guess it's Blixt. Along with the former Tuscan police officer Brandon Tatum. In 2021, she joined the Daily Wire and began hosting Candace, a political talk show. She parted ways with the Daily Wire in March 2024 following a series of comments perceived as anti-Semitic and months of tension with the co-host Ben Shapiro and the other Daily Wire staff over the different views of Yummy Other Show. So, Yummy, that's the description that they have about her.
Mm.
Just who she is and what she's done to this point.
Yeah, but that was like, Even that description sounds crazy to me.
It does.
But yeah, like
we know her for her yeah, I mean her political standings, and she's an author. She's written plenty of books, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Within our culture and our community, we look at her as the Black Republican. That's, you know what I mean, how, you know what I mean, she's pretty much been deemed, you know what I'm saying, as far as how she is.
I got an idea for that. You know what I mean? Since you said that. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it or not. I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So some of y'all might some of y'all might watch her content. Some of y'all might watch it when she get interviewed by other people. Like I know she did an interview with Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm.
I know she was on the Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to watch some of the interview from the Breakfast Club. And just some of the stuff she does on her own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think she got her own podcast too, right?
Mm-hmm, also, mm-hmm.
Right? And I watched some of her stuff here and there. And I don't understand what the whole problem is what people have with her. Acting like, because I mean, I get it. This with our community, it's like you have to be like the majority or something like that, or something is wrong with you.
True. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you
whole. If you are an outlier, yeah, or you think different, then the majority is something, yeah, is something wrong with you.
Right.
And that's just based off you being, okay, her being Black means that she has to identify with everything the majority, people feel like the majority of Black people agree with.
Right.
So if you're Black, just like in this country, majority of Black people feel like you just automatically have to vote Democrat. Anything that got something to do with being Democrat, you're supposed to be down with.
Right.
And the fact that she doesn't just automatically like align herself with that, people kind of like seem like, act like she's a, I want to say like a traitor to Black people or something like that. Cause I, yeah, you know what I mean? Cause I'm like, why do people act like that? Like people don't have a choice. People have a choice what they can believe in, you know what I mean? Who they want to vote for, who they want to support.
Right.
So I never just really got the whole thing of like not liking her just based off she don't go what Black people feel like is the norm with us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like,
That's why they deemed her the new face of Black conservatism. You know what I'm saying? They kind of put that on her. I think she's in an unfair position, because the people that stand on the side of, I'm not going to pick a side, I'm just going to say the people that stand on the side of Democrats look at her as, like you said, not an ally. They look at her as like almost an enemy. And the people on the side of Republicans, they use her as a piece to say that, you know what I'm saying, we do have Black people that like us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So on both sides, She's in an unfair position, but I mean, ultimately, I agree with you. People don't understand that everybody's stance in life, my position may be different from your position. So her position in life, being a Republican, aligns with her position in life. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Everybody don't come from struggle. I mean, Charles Barkley said, you know what I mean, before that he voted Republican because of where his position is at. Like, you know what I mean, monetarily wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Will certain things help me out? I get certain tax brackets. Because of the laws that they pass. So I vote like that. So, you know what I mean? Everybody's stance in life, everybody's position in life is different. That gives you the thought of, you know what I mean, making the decision that you want to make. You know what I mean? But Candace Owens has a lot of great points. I don't know if you ever saw her when she was on the panel when it was like T.I. and Killer Mike. That was a popular joint that was going around with her.
I remember some of it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that kind of showed me how we view her. Like, it showed me that, like, we don't even want to hear what she got to say. You know what I mean? Like, the people that was there was from the culture of that. And it was to the point where it was like, we don't even want to hear what you got to say because we already feel like what you're saying is nonsense. So we don't even want to hear the information.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, she got a lot of great information that can help people.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to hear it because we already made our mind up who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that right there is why I wanted to do this for a few weeks. Now I wanted to do this one for a few weeks. and the whole, not just her, just other people. It's just the whole mindset of if you're not 100, we don't feel like you're 100% down with whatever the majority of us want, is something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. her being conservative, I know what I mean, but my thing is, see, people think when they hear conservative, which conservative means like a traditional person, you know what I'm saying? What people call old school values and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I agree with some stuff that she say.
I agree with a lot of stuff that
see,
she say.
See, people automatically think when you hear conservative, they automatically think of just you down with white people. You just all for white people and you not for us.
Right.
Now, I mean, you're black and you don't seem like you're down for us and you are for us. So, now I mean, because in my mind, I think that's what it got to be when somebody hears somebody says is conservative. But no, a lot of the points that she say and she talk about, especially when it comes to families and all that, you know what I mean, the children, raising the children, all that, I 100% agree with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I agree with a lot of stuff that she says.
Right.
People just automatically think that if you're not on board with just Democrats and whatever everybody else, everybody else in the community is, it's something wrong with you.
Right.
Well, you're black, so what's she supposed to be? She's supposed to be twerking and voting Democrat?
Right.
Know what I mean?
No, it's not just that she's black. It's the fact that she's black and she's smart. It's the fact that she's black and she's smart, and we can't argue the case on why she shouldn't be that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people that debate with her, you're going to lose the debate. Because if it was just the local, you know what I mean, boy that stand out front of the deli with a 40 in his hand telling you you're Republican, you wouldn't care. You know what I mean? You ain't affected nothing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't nobody. We do recognize that she is somebody. That's why we affected by it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's why we affected by it, because we recognize, damn, she's smart, she black, and the fact that she on the opposite side, that's what we mad about. You know what I mean? Those qualities that she have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because she do, people don't be wanting to hear what she got to say, but she do be sounding, she do be running circles around people.
Yeah, she be sounding motherfuckers, dog. She do.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what it is. And then, because I'm like, why do people? So many people seem like they just dislike her, and probably don't understand half of what she's talking about.
No, they don't.
Cause y'all not taking time to learn nothing about what she's talking about.
Right.
Cause I had to take time, you know what I mean, to understand like what a conservative is and all of that, and then come to find out it aligns with a lot of things how I think and mm-hmm. how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But your whole life you black, so you just taught to just go with. Whatever the Democrats are saying, that's what you down with.
Right.
Whoever the Democrats are promoting, whatever they promoting and saying, well, we black, so we go with that. Why? Why just automatically because we're black, we're Democrat?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you've been raised like that your whole life. Just like it's people that don't like Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just people that don't like Trump just because everybody else don't like Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can't tell you a goddamn thing about him.
Right.
Some people can't even tell him why. People can't tell you why.
Right.
They just automatically think that he's evil because he's a white man with money.
That's what my neighbor said. I heard my neighbor talking about him, and I mean, what they said, I just went with that. Yeah, we don't know nothing. We don't know nothing about none of these issues and nothing like that. We make our assumptions, and we come to these conclusions off of what we hear from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Not the information like you just going searching out, trying to figure out who this person is. Oh, I heard them at the barbershop. They was talking about it. So, you know what I mean? The things they said, that's why I don't like bull.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that right there is like, because even with that, for a second, I'm like, we so goddamn, it's just so easy to goddamn sway and goddamn keep control of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary to me. You know what I mean? Like I said, like we say, it's, the whole psychological warfare is real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
People got us by the brain, and we just automatically just jump out. Okay, we just go automatically vote Democrat. We don't want to hear what nobody else got to say.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to hear what this woman got to say, even though most of the things she's saying makes sense.
Right.
But we don't want to hear it because she don't vote the way we, she don't automatically vote the way we vote and just agree with what we agree with. Know what right. I'm saying?
And to go back to what you said, she don't vote the way that we vote, even though we don't know why we vote the way we vote.
Because,
you know what I'm saying?
Because you black and you're supposed to vote Democrat. Right.
So that's the reason why we're running with it.
So you just born, so you're already born with that. When you right. came into the world, that's, you know what I mean? That's just how it go.
Yeah.
We black, so you vote Democrat.
Right, right. Nobody can't get me off, right. Off of this rock that I'm standing on because this is what I've been doing.
Yeah. Yeah, know what I mean? You black, so you vote Democrat. Right. Can't think about or worry about nothing else.
Right.
But the people who telling you that, they really don't know nothing that's going on any goddamn way.
Right.
And people gonna go through their whole life complaining about shit that's going on and really don't know how to change it or what's going on around them. Know what I mean? We just pass that down generation to generation. We black, so we vote Democrat.
Right.
We black, so we think like this. You're supposed to think like this. And if somebody is not that, it's something wrong with you or you're against us.
Yeah, but a lot of us carry conservative characteristics and traits and beliefs.
And don't even know it though.
Don't even know it. Yeah.
Right.
You be talking to somebody like, yo, this pronoun shit stupid. Like if you a man, you a man, you a woman, you a woman. I'm like, yeah, you right. That's like conservative shit. No, I'm not one of them though.
Yeah.
Dog, you just said it. That's like shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like. That's what they believe, dog.
Yeah, you are. You. Everything about you is on some old school shit. Right. You just, because you don't even know. You really don't even know what the term means because right. You didn't even take no time to learn nothing about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Or learn about anything that she's saying.
Right.
But you believe. But you are exactly that.
Exactly. Yeah.
But since your ass was born and you black, Democrat, because that's what black people. You're born into this world saying we vote Democrat.
Right. Right. Right.
Well, why? Know what I mean? You got to hear what both people got. Know I mean? Got to say, know I mean? Or what's going on? Know what I'm saying? Take the time to learn for yourself. Everybody just follow along with the crowd.
Yeah. But look how dumb. Just how that we talking about that now. Look how stupid that make us look, though. What have we benefited by doing that year after year after year? Where are we at? We bottom of the totem pole when it comes to cultures and races. So us voting Democrat, what's the benefit in it?
Exactly.
We just doing it to do it. Like, we ain't getting nothing out of it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this shit don't make no sense. It might be time for a change. Listen to the information for once. Because motherfuckers don't. You just so prone to go in there, you know what I mean? And you just hit the button and say, everything Democrat. You don't even if you vote Democrat, let's say you might like this person Democrat, you might like this person Republican. Motherfucker don't even break that up. No, the whole party. I got to do the whole thing. No, come on,
right.
Man.
Right, then you playing with nothing. Life change, nothing in life is changing.
Right, nothing changes.
Hard out here, yo. God damn, yo. Hit me with the taxes and all this and that and all. You ain't take the educate on who for the taxes, who against the taxes, right. Who might be able to help you out.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? Nah, we just vote Democrat here just because we black and that's what you do. Know what I mean? Because that's how I was most of my life. And so I started thinking like, yo, I'm just going to think for myself and just get the information from, now I mean, actually listen for myself and find out what this candidate, what this politician or whatever is about. Know what I mean? And just got an idea of who I want to vote for.
Say some shit like that at the fucking Thanksgiving family outing, you hurt people hard.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just going to think for myself. I'm like, yeah. I wish you would have told me he was doing dope. I would have rather done tell me saying? He on dope. Like, yeah. You hurt the family or you say some shit like Lord. That.
You acting like we didn't feed and take care of you your whole life.
Right.
Boy, acting like he wasn't raised right. What that got to do with anything?
What
that got to do with anything?
Yeah, that's how people are.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but.
Because the world end when if the political thing is all Republican to them. The world end. Oh, shit about to get real now. They got the whole office. Well, this ain't the first time that they had the whole office. So shit been getting real.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, what's going to change? All right, yo.
Yeah, yo. We can't let them get in there.
Right.
Okay, don't matter who the fuck in there. You don't fucking do the right shit with your damn life.
Right.
Ain't nobody coming to fucking save you, bruh.
Yeah, exactly.
Your ass better go, yo, man, we can't let them get in there. Says a motherfucker on the corner with a 40. They ain't never had a job in his life.
Right.
But yo, see, that motherfucker Trump, we can't let him get in.
Right.
By the way, yo, you got a dollar for a beer. Fuck, it doesn't matter who the president. Trump ain't the reason why you a goddamn failure, though. You can't ask someone work for nothing.
You can't even ask him why. You can't let him get right. in. Why? You can't let him get in.
Why?
You get mad like, because this nigga don't know.
Right. Nah. Nah. See, because the whole white supremacy thing
right.
and this and that, I'm like, all right, you just regurgitating something you heard from somebody else.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Did you actually listen to anything the man got to say?
Dog.
Any candidate. Do you even listen to anything any candidate say? No, you black and you're taught that you just vote Democrat.
Yeah.
You probably know who the fuck you vote for.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You don't even know
who the hell right. you voting for.
Don't even know who the party is and shit. Like, yeah.
But what's running it's people running around that if you ask them who the mayor of Philadelphia is right now, they don't know and they live in the city.
Yeah, you right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You worried about Trump.
Right, you right.
You worried enough about Trump. Bruh. Trump a man is going to do what he want to do in life to the day he lead this motherfucker.
True.
I suggest you try to get yours and do the goddamn same.
True.
All motherfuckers better work on self.
No, but that's what we built on.
All motherfuckers better work on self.
We built on the handout, though.
Because, yeah.
We built on the handout.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Who gonna help us out?
Yeah, who gonna help me out?
No, I mean, he ain't never did nothing for us. You ain't did nothing for us.
Right.
You ain't did nothing for your damn self. You ain't did nothing for your damn community.
Yeah.
You ain't did nothing. You ain't even tried to do nothing.
And that's what motherfuckers get mad. Oh, now that such and such your office, my motherfucking whip got cut back. What?
You know what I mean?
All right, you know what I mean? Now I'm up now.
Remember they was going crazy when he said he's going to start giving them the goddamn fruit baskets?
Yeah.
He's ready to lose their people, ready to lose their mind. Talking about they going to give you less money and just give you the food.
Right. Nah, fuck wrong
taking
with
that back to the food stamps.
Come on, man, stop it. Like, you know what I mean? That's the shit we get mad about.
To the food stamps. What am I going to do with that?
Eat
gonna
it.
Eat it.
Fucking
what
you food. Talking about? Yeah. Gonna so we already it. Know what you doing. You out here selling your shit. Anybody need some stamps? You on that type time. Fuck out of here, dog.
Talk about they gonna get less money and give it the food baskets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, man.
Yeah. People don't even understand the issues. They just get mad. They get mad when they lose something. That's the only time they get mad when they lose something. You know what I mean? We don't understand the issues of what's going on. You don't know why a motherfucker might have pulled back from that type of, you know what I'm saying? Pull money from the resources from that area to put it somewhere else. You don't even know. You just mad you ain't getting this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't getting it. You know, this shit crazy. The kids only got no fucking school books.
Right.
They only got no fucking school books and shit. Come on, man. Like, fucking wild out here, dog. That's when we get mad, though.
Yeah.
The only presidents we recognize is the motherfuckers. Yo, Obama gave us the stimulus check. That was
right.
good money.
Right.
When he gave us that money? All right, fam.
Yeah.
You remember dumb shit.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, man, that's the shit that we correlate with a good president.
Right.
Yeah, he's a good
somebody,
president.
Yeah, somebody giving you something.
Remember
we got that $500 from Bush? Remember that? What the fuck, that was 20 goddamn years ago.
Yeah.
You ain't did a goddamn thing with your life since you worrying about, he's the last person I would really rock with. Obama, before that was Bush.
Right.
Yeah, because, remember that? Remember when we got that bread for me?
Yeah. Because he looked out. Oh, he looked out and shit.
Fucking people.
Right when I need it. I was down bad.
Right.
All
right, right. Love that man for life for $500.
I was down bad. I needed that shit too. That shit came right on time, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I needed that shit. All right, cuz.
Yeah, man. So some of y'all, man. And try to find out, try to educate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Listen to what some of these candidates are saying. Like I said, now I mean we ain't telling you who to vote for because we not on the whole politic thing, but I just wanted to talk about this. You know what I mean? Cause this been on my talk about for the last few weeks. You know what I mean? It started with the whole Candace Owens thing, but it's like get the information for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Do your research. Like I said, man, everybody walking around with a goddamn phone. Man, Google is your friend. Now, I mean, if you don't understand something, somebody talk about a law, whatever. Now, I mean, a term, a meaning. Man, look it up. Now, I mean, educate yourself a little bit instead of just going with the flow or going with it by everybody else. And you may be sitting around thinking like, well, let me see what both parties got to say or what's really, what's going on. You Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just go with the flow, and if you don't, it's something wrong with you. Because I feel like that's where a lot of the whole, everybody feel like they disliking her.
Yeah, that's the disconnect.
Even though, yeah, it's like, okay, she don't, she black and she don't just go with the flow of what we, or what we do.
What the fuck is the flow though?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. What is the flow? Like, we fucked up.
Exactly.
Like, let's just be real. We fucked up. So we want somebody to agree with the fact that we fucked up?
Because her whole goddamn thing is of, yo, we got to try to get our own.
Right.
Know what I'm saying?
No, motherfuckers don't want to hear that.
Nah, I mean, people got to try to put, yo, man, we got to get up. We got to work. Know what I mean? We got to build. People got to come together. Know what I'm saying? Work together and all that. Know what I'm saying? So we can build our shit up. No, we going to cry and get a handout. What the hell is she talking about? Right. See, I don't like her.
She talking that crazy shit. What?
Yeah, man, I don't like her, man, because she seemed like she for them. Right. She black, but she acts white.
Right.
What are you talking about? Everything, a lot of stuff that she, the majority of stuff she say, I totally agree with.
Right.
People do got to get up, get up and build and work.
Even if you don't agree with it, you understand it because you listen to her. A lot of motherfuckers, you be like, why don't you like Shorty? She be on some other shit.
Right.
Like, what?
Right.
Right. Why don't you like her, dog? Like, tell me what she said you don't like.
You don't like.
Motherfuckers don't even know.
You don't know. You ain't never listened to her. You don't even know what a goddamn voice sound like. Right. You can't even recognize her voice if she started talking.
Yeah, she be on some other shit.
Right.
That's why I don't fuck with her. All right, bro. You just didn't listen to nothing she said. Then just say that.
Yeah.
Just say you don't know why you don't like her then.
Yeah, but you actually align with everything she aligned with.
Exactly.
Though.
Yeah.
Because you the first. Now, I mean, yo, I don't even know what's up with her, yo. She be acting funny. See? Right. See, you know what I mean? She one of them chicks. She wish she was white.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She was white. The stuff she be talking about, I'm like, yo, the stuff you talking about, same stuff you be talking about. What you talking about? What are you talking about?
This nigga said, don't be listening to me.
Right. You then know first what I mean? Thing you say, like, nah. Then first thing I'm gonna say, like, see, I'm an old school nigga. I'm old school like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's what she about.
That's
she
what
about
she,
the,
said.
She about the old school traditional shit.
Yeah. Same shit you talking about. That's what she talking about.
Right, but they wouldn't know that because they not listening. Yeah, they just saying they don't like her because they had other people say they don't like her.
Family structure fucked up because the women out here twerking and shit.
Right, doing whatever they got to do.
Shit.
Wearing all that crazy, half naked. Well, she on there telling
people. That's what she said.
Tell them to put some damn clothes on.
Right, and get the fuck back home.
Yeah, but you don't know. You just saying don't like her because other people say they don't like her.
Right.
You want to listen to nothing she was saying. She's saying all the same stuff you saying.
Right.
She's saying all the same stuff you saying. Though.
The same shit. No, but see, the thing about it, we like the trauma bond, though.
Exactly.
We talk about the problem, don't get to the solution.
Right.
She on some shit like, fuck the problem. We know the problem.
Right.
What we going to do to fix that shit? Motherfuckers, because we don't want to take action. Motherfuckers don't want to take action. We just want to sit here complain all day because that shit make you feel better.
Right.
When you know as a group of us that we all go through the same thing. That's what make you feel good. That's why we mad at her. She telling us to get busy. Niggas don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
They
exactly.
want the secret formula.
Exactly.
They just want the secret formula. You know what I mean? Come
exactly.
on, man.
You know
this
saying?
Shit ain't no video game. No, tell me the cheat code. Motherfucker,
right.
work. That's the
right.
cheat code. Get busy. Bust a
right.
move.
Right. It ain't no goddamn cheat code.
Yeah.
Dog. Cheat code is, now, I mean, it's going to take work.
Right.
Motherfuckers don't want to hear that.
They don't.
Motherfuckers, they don't want to hear that with nothing.
Right. Yeah.
Motherfuckers will sit here and goddamn ask you a million goddamn questions about women, and you tell them the first thing that, yo, that's one of the reasons why the first thing we say is, yo, when it comes to women, don't worry about women.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? Worry about yourself first.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? Build yourself up first. Start working on self first. Nick don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that.
Right.
No, yo. Y'all just tell us some magic words, some slick lines that I can walk up on a chick and tell her, and I mean say to her, and she'll be ready to drop her drawers right then and there.
Yeah.
No, it don't work like that in life,
worry
bro.
About a woman, you don't got a dollar in your bank account.
Right. Right, worry about you.
Yeah, worry about
you. So even if she was ready to drop her drawers, so
right.
she met you, where you going to do with that?
Right.
Your mom basement?
What the fuck is ass backwards, man? Ass backwards. Because I want to say it like this, on some real, you only get upset by the people that don't align with you because they have value. Like, a woman only gonna get mad at you if you do some shit like, no, shorty, I'm cool, I'm not really trying to talk to you. She'll get mad because she know the value that you can bring to the relationship or being with her. That's when I'm like, all right, that's when a woman get mad. If she like, if you a bum, all right, whatever. She'll keep it moving and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was watching some dream where a lady was like, she was talking about a boy like, that's a shame that you think about it. Cause he was I'm off topic, but just to get this shit out the way. He was talking about how he don't want to deal with women that got kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, that's fucked up because she had a kid. Because, you know, your mom and then this, that, and third. And I thought you was a high value man. You only care about that with him because you see the value he can bring to your life.
Because he is a high value man.
Exactly. Because if he was a bum, you wouldn't care if he thought like that.
Right.
That's why we care about this shit that Candace Owens is saying so much. Because don't get it fucked up. She's not the first black person to ever talk like this.
Right.
But the fact that she's young, she's smart. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, why is she? No, yo, she can't be. She's going to be over here with us. Tell us how to get free shit.
Right. I mean, she'll be over here with us. Like, us doing what? Crying about all this stuff? And
yeah. That's what we going to do.
I'm just
going
to be over here crying. Well, man, the police is killing us and fucking us up.
Right.
But then when they like, well, why are they trying to get the police more money? Trying to get the police more money so it attract better people to want to be cops.
Right.
Because one of the main reasons why a lot of people don't want to be police officers is because they feel like they don't get paid enough.
Yeah, the pay not adequate, yeah. For the risk that you're taking, yeah.
So if you paying no more, you'll have more people applying.
Right.
Then you got better people to pick from.
Right.
You get mad at people trying to solve the problem. No, you just want to run around in the street and cry about the problem your whole life.
That's what we want to do, yeah.
Oh, the cops is, cops is crazy. The cops is killing us, and then the cops is beating us up. Man, why are they raising the taxes up talking about the police department need it? Because they're trying to pay cops more.
Right.
If you pay people more, you'll have more people that want to do the damn job.
Yeah.
That way you can pick from better people. Right now you got to pick the best of who you got. Somebody has to do the damn job.
Right.
Somebody got to do the job. You got to hire somebody. So they're trying to do the best they can with what they have.
Right,
if you
right.
pay people more money, more people would apply. You'll have better people to pick from.
True. Yeah.
Because more people will be applying. So that way you can hopefully solve the problem.
No, that's
real. No, I'm going to spend my whole goddamn life crying about the police and then be mad when they kind of give the police funding.
No, that's not just what we're going to do. We're going to march.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking march. That's the solution.
Okay, what we marching for?
Yeah.
We marching because they fucking us up, but then you the same motherfuckers mad when...
Right.
Dog, we trying to give them more money so we can fix the damn problem.
Right.
We trying to fix the problem. No, you want to cry about the problem. I want to fix the problem. You know what I'm saying? We trying to fix the problem. No, I mean, that's the whole thing. No, I mean, that's what... And let me get into the reason why the signs say so what. Because one of the reasons why a lot of people don't like us because he was real. Her husband is white.
That's another reason.
Her husband is white.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But I did like my little research on him. I watched like a couple like, it was like an interview. Somebody was like interviewing him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then it had popped up. You know what I'm saying? Through the algorithm or whatever. You know what I mean? I was watching it a little bit. And from what I seen him talking about, I was like, okay, he a man that get busy in his world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He get to it. You know what I'm saying? So I understand. And then he was explaining about how it was when he met her. He pursued her.
Yeah, that's what
he wanted her and he bagged her.
Right.
People act like she was like, like, she was some type of, I don't know, what the hell they call that? Pick me chick or something like that?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
or she had to, like, beg him. No.
Yeah.
My man said out his own mouth. Yo, I met her, and dog, I wanted her.
Yeah, right? I like it, and I want you.
Yo,
yeah.
I like you.
Yeah, man.
And I want you.
Right, no doubt.
You know what I mean? So... can you fault her if she meet a guy that's probably checked all the boxes? You know what I'm saying? As far as, yo, he, because you listen to him, I'm like, all right, he accomplished. You could tell, like I said, he get busy in life.
Right, yeah, he do.
He ain't no do-nothing-ass person.
Right.
You can tell he a man that get, you know, he a man that get busy in life.
Yeah.
They mad about that. You mad about somebody pursuing, I mean, he met her, he pursued her, he wanted her.
Right.
And he bagged her.
Right.
So she's supposed to turn that well-to-do man down, not knowing what the future may bring. You may never meet another man like that.
Right.
With the same qualities and all of that. Same personality. You never know. What was she supposed to do? She's supposed to turn that man down and say, no, let me turn this man down that want me.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta find a black man.
Yeah. Gotta be on your Dr. Umar Johnson chain.
I gotta find a black man.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me go tell this man no and turn this man down.
Right.
Turn this man down and probably check all the damn boxes.
Right.
And then see if I can get to find a black man and hope that I can get a black man with that.
Right.
Ain't no guarantee I'm going to find a man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Black man that I like as much.
Right. They got the same ideologies as you. Yeah, I mean, your shit aligned. Yeah, I mean, so you right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You might find a black motherfucker. He talking to you like, yo, all that shit you talking about. We've been Democrats since my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpapa. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, that's why I got the sound on there say, so what? So what? So what? She married a white man.
Because
and then they got married. He knew it.
Yeah.
He said it. Like, yo, so I met her. That was in my mind that, yo, this your wife.
Yeah. Yeah. They got like, what, 3 kids together?
I don't know how many kids
they got. They got like 2 or 3 kids together.
You know what I'm saying?
They got like 2 or 3 kids together. That's because that's what we do. We love to look into, you know what I mean, other people's windows. That's what we do. We get a kick out of that shit, looking at what's going on in somebody else's house. You know what I mean? Whole time our shit fucked up, but we just love to look in somebody else's window and then dictate to them and tell them what they should be doing, what they should be talking about, how they should be living. You know what I mean?
She married to a white man. You ain't got a chance in hell of nobody meeting your ass and marrying you.
Listen.
That's a top-notch motherfucker?
Yeah, that motherfucker make $39 million a year.
That's a top-notch motherfucker?
Yeah, he get busy, dog.
Top-tier, top-notch motherfucker?
Yeah, he get busy, dog.
She's supposed to turn him down.
Right.
For all that, I don't want people looking at me fun different because I'm with a white man.
Right. She hit the power ball and gave the ticket away because I work hard for mine.
Nah.
This is a winning ticket, but I like to work hard for mine.
Yeah, yeah. I don't take no handouts.
I like to get mine from the mud. All right.
What?
That's what's up. Like, yeah.
That man get busy in life.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's supposed to turn him down because he white.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then do what? Be like the rest of y'all complaining asses? That's what cracked me up. You got women that complain that they can't find no man.
Right.
But then tell her she shouldn't have married a white man. She should have married a black man.
Right.
Ain't
but
y'all
you,
the same
but you can't even find
head,
a black man, though.
But you same little complaining that y'all ain't got nothing to choose from. And some of y'all might have to start dating outside of your race.
Right.
To find a decent man? Y'all the same women that say that on this guy online, right?
You can't even
y'all the
find
same,
a
y'all
black
the same ones
man.
That know that say that, right?
Yeah.
She shouldn't have dated a white man, but you the same person that say, I might have just do whatever. I might have to go get me.
Yeah, I might get an Asian mother.
Yeah. Yeah, women quick to say that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you right. You right. You know what I mean? That's what we at right now.
Got women all that, yeah. Yeah, I be not. I know women like that.
Yeah.
Why she marry a white man? I don't know. You the same one talking about something. I'm about to just learn how to make egg rolls and cook shrimp fried rice because I'm not going to spend my whole life by myself. If I got to go get me a different type of man, I'm going to have to learn how to make egg rolls and make some damn tuna casserole.
Right.
But she's about to turn that man down when she meet him.
Right.
Because he ain't black.
She's about to turn the man down that if he ran into any one of these black women, y'all in a heartbeat.
Listen.
Fucking
get
heartbeat.
On their goddamn knees. In front get on their goddamn knees and suck that man off in front of their own father.
Right. Wow. But shit, in a heartbeat though. In a heartbeat.
Now I mean, we talking about, listen, I found my man.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Love is blind.
Right.
Whole shit gonna switch up.
Yeah.
Love is blind, and it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, life is too short right. to worry about stuff like that.
Gotta kiss a couple frogs before you find your prince. All this dumb shit. All this dumb ass rhetoric.
Yeah, all this dumb ass shit they be putting in their goddamn caption.
Yeah, like, I'm like, all right, that's what's up. That sounds good.
Right.
Glad
you know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, y'all bitches be lonely. I'm not going.
You know what I mean? Then she gonna rationalize with you. Listen, I can't. The heart knows what it wants.
Right, right.
I mean,
right. Right. Hit you with all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, definitely.
Turn right on y'all chicks soon. Not they ever got a goddamn white man.
Definitely. Hell
a
yeah.
A man of another race. Know what I mean? I was successful and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But turn on y'all so goddamn fast.
Man, you be a fool. You be a fool too. Your mama will tell you what's wrong with you.
Right.
Fuck wrong with you, girl? You ain't. That man make good money.
Y'all better go ahead with goddamn Sebastian or goddamn Chadwick.
Yo, straight up,
go
man.
Ahead with goddamn George and William and all that. You better
but
go
ahead.
But
the thing about it, you know what a woman won't recognize though? A woman won't recognize the fact that it was Candace Owens' mindset that put her in the position to do that. Because she wasn't thinking, I need help. She was getting busy that mm-hmm. put her in the position to even be around a man that's doing stuff like that. You know what I mean? You thinking handout. You thinking, I need a motherfucker to help me get where I need to go.
This is this, right? Because you hear, I'm glad you said that. Because this is what you hear a lot of women say. Now, I mean, I hear this all the time online. I can't date a 9-to-5 dude. I need a drug dealer. Or a scammer or a rapper. And this is their reasoning why.
Yeah.
Because if I ask him for something, I need him to be able to give it to me.
Mm.
I need him to be able to have that.
Right now.
Right. So you're 100% right. Their logic is, I'm picking based off survival. I need help.
Right.
I'm not picking based off of me and you match up and we align.
Right.
With the way we think, our morals, our ideology, our mentalities.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I'm giving it up to whoever can help me.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It don't, I'll take you blacking my goddamn eye and going upside my head.
Right.
If you going to pay my bills.
Right. I can get my nails done when I need them done. I go through a little bullshit to get what I want. Yeah, in life, yeah. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Give a little. Yeah, you know I mean, I'm with it. Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's what it is because you hear, I mean, I'm glad you said that because that's all you hear online. That's their rationale to why they pick the worst of our community.
Well, they have
access to money, more money.
Yeah. Plus, they know who they are. They not in a position to get no real millionaire motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you come on, we wash our face every day, so you look in the mirror every day. Mm-hmm. You got to be like, not to say that a woman is ugly, but I'm just saying, you think of like, what qualities do I possess that a multimillionaire man would come and just grab me out of nowhere? He's just going to come grab me. I'm in the projects of North Philadelphia. He's just going to happen to ride by and see me on the corner and be like, that's the one.
Yeah. You're not even in the circles and in the spaces.
Yeah, exactly.
To even ever meet no man
right.
like that.
So you got to change your mindset up to put you in them type of places, them type of rooms.
So... Yeah, you ain't gonna never. They not doing that. That's why they at. I mean, where they at? They at the club.
Yeah, right.
They now at the damn the stadium, the arena.
Oh yeah.
Now you trying to bag a ball player.
Yeah.
Know what I mean, your DM. Know what I mean, that's where they go. They never gonna be in them spaces to even meet that guy. So right. If that guy don't never reach out to them or see them, send them a DM or something like that. How are you ever even getting in contact with him?
True. And if you do get a DM from a motherfucker like that, trust me, it ain't for no long-term thing. He don't got the same mindset like that man. Like, you said that man was like, I'm going to marry her. If I see the DM you reply to it, I'm fucking her. That's where I'm at with it if I'm a multi-millionaire. Because why would I reach out to you through this to try to find a wife? I probably, who knows what circle that man sitting, the type of woman that he introduced to. So, yeah, man. Y'all got to change y'all mindset up and get busy in life and put yourself in certain circles.
I mean, that ain't happening. Yeah. for a lot of them, that's not happening.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's not. That's why we get mad at her, though. That's why they're mad at her.
I mean, for, yeah. Yeah, because she got, you know
she
what I'm saying?
This bitch thinks she better than everybody.
Right, right.
Oh, okay. She thinks she's better than me.
Know what I mean? Listen, man.
Yes, I do, and I am.
She ran, she no. ran, she ran into a top 10 motherfucker.
Right, like.
She ran into a top 10, she ran into a top 10 motherfucker. Yeah. Know what I'm saying? He liked what he saw, he wanted her.
Right.
He got her. Know what I'm saying? See, that's a fairy tale for a lot of these chicks. A lot of these chicks is, they chasing behind. They not even chasing a dude. They chasing a dude's resources.
No, you know what? Because think about it. Candace Owens was successful at the point that she met the man, right?
Right.
She wasn't on no shit because soon as, this is the thing about a woman. When a woman becomes successful, I don't need no nigga for shit. I get it on my own. Even at that point, she still kept her woman qualities about her and said, like,
right.
I'm open to in this relationship. You know what I mean? You the man. Right. Let's do what we got to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A woman to do some shit, you be like, yeah, I had to dig into my masculine energy. Now you on some fuck nigga type shit.
Because mm-hmm.
that's what you did to get where you at. I done bossed up, and I don't need a man for nothing. Look at everything I done did. All right, you right. So you got enough money for your boxed wine? Because you would have boxed wine and get your cats and get the crying in your big ass house by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If those is your qualities, because you know what I'm saying? That's the weird thing about it. Don't know, man. Men don't do that. Men don't get... We don't acquire things and say, I don't need a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You like, what woman can I have to accentuate this? A woman acquired, you'll get big and be like, I don't need a nigga. All right, well, you right.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they start making a couple dollars on their own.
Yeah, dog.
You know what I mean? They got their condo, their townhouse.
Yeah.
They got their Lambo truck, their Mercedes Benz. I don't need no man.
Right.
Can't do nothing for me. Who says that?
Yeah. And that, but the crazy thing about it, then that's the shit that Candace Owens speaks on.
Then, then wonder why the only dudes that you attract is the ones that trying to bend you over.
Oh, right. You don't need no nigga.
Because you sitting there saying you don't need one. Okay. Right.
So why would a man on your level even try to acquire you? Are you like, I'm making six figures. Why would another six-figure man even try to go after you? Oh, you don't need no nigga? All right, cool. Why would I bother with you?
I love y'all, but a lot of y'all goddamn asses need to stop saying that because... Just like you say, speak it into existence.
Yeah.
That's why some of y'all can't find no man. Y'all speaking into existence.
You right. Yeah, you right.
Some of y'all speaking into existence. Hell same yeah. people that say, you got to be, words are powerful, so you got to speak affirmations and speak into existence. Yeah, that shit works because you've been saying you don't need no man and you don't have a man. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise!
Yo!
You've been saying you don't need a man.
Oh, God.
And God didn't send you a man.
Right. You can't be mad at him for doing what you act.
Right.
He doing what you act. What you
That's what you've been speaking into existence.
Yo.
Goofy ass. But everybody online is, you got to speak affirmations. And you got to put it out there into the universe.
Right.
You have to speak it into existence. Then as soon as you ask them about a man, say, I don't need a man for nothing. I have my own money. God, like, gotcha. Okay. I don't got to send you one. Gotcha. So go on, get your damn, know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go on, get your wine. Like you said, go get your wine.
Get your wine, get your cats.
Go get your cat.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Snuggle up and find something to watch on TV. Go catch up on your shows.
Right.
Because you spoke it and you speaking it into existence.
Got
duh.
Got what you wanted, right? Got exactly what you wanted.
Goofy asses.
Get that money out the bank and cuddle up with it.
Right.
Get that money up with that money in the bed. The fuck is you talking about?
Right. Know what I'm saying? That goddamn Mercedes Benz or that Lambo truck is your boyfriend. Let that be your damn husband.
Yo, that's
you got your own money, you know what I'm saying? Go to the jewelry store, pick yourself out a damn ring.
Shit.
No, do that, wear that, go marry yourself.
That's that new shit. Marry yourself.
Speak it into existence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you've been doing.
Right. That's why you gotta marry yourself.
That's what cracked me up. Yeah. That's what cracked me up. You gotta speak it into existence and you gotta just remind yourself, you just gotta say it to out loud, just put it into the universe, and then you do that with everything else, and you say, I don't need no man. I got my own.
Okay.
I don't need no man for nothing.
10 years later, you try to figure out why you don't got no goddamn man.
Because you told God you didn't need one.
Yeah. He answered your prayer.
Right. Right. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Now go take your lonely ass in the house. Run a bath and go drink some wine.
Right. All right. Get up in that big ass house that you got. That big nice house you got. That big beautiful house you got by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, what
the fuck? Won't he do it? Look at God.
Right.
You were speaking into existence that you don't need no man.
Yep. He gonna come through every time.
He ain't send you one.
He gonna come through every time.
He didn't send you one. Right.
Yep.
Won't he do it?
Oh, man.
I better shut y'all asses up with that nonsense.
Listen.
I don't give a damn how successful you are, what you got.
No, because you know what the animosity come within that? It's because I had to do this on my own. That's where the animosity come with a man. Because you're like, a man's supposed to do this for me. I had to do this on my own. So I got this animosity with men in my heart because I had to do this. Well, listen, baby girls, it's cool that you did that. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Now you can get with a man and level your shit up even further. But you want some shit
maybe you just didn't meet the man yet.
Right, right.
Well, okay, I'm just now meeting you. I didn't know you when you had to go to school and all that and work for what you got.
No.
Maybe if we would have met earlier, we could have did that together. I could have helped you. Not many person could have helped you. Some of that is just timing.
Right.
You mad about, I had to do all that. I had to go to school. When I had to do, and I had to catch the bus, and I had to do all this. Well, that man that you met, he didn't know you then.
Right.
And then you might have had somebody that would help you, but you know what? You look past him.
Yeah.
For the dude that you felt like could help you in a moment. Dude that could help you. Cause and it's another thing. Just because a man got it don't mean he gonna do a goddamn thing for you.
True, you're right.
Facts. Y'all chase a man with money, that don't mean he gonna spend any money on you.
Facts. Facts.
That don't mean a damn thing. That don't mean you gonna get any of it because he has money.
Right.
But nah, that's the reason why I need a dope boy or a scammer, because if I need it, I need a man that got it right now. So now you're dating based off survival.
Yeah.
In your mind, the stuff that you want.
Yeah.
Not me and you, our personalities, everything we do line up and everything match up.
No, that's a 9-to-5 nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Because she not doing them illegal activities. She not out here scamming, selling drugs and all that.
Right.
I need a motherfucker to do those things and take those risks. So that when I call on you, you can supply me with the money that you got from taking these risks.
Right.
I'm not taking the motherfucking risks. I'm not doing that shit. Shit, you get locked up. I'm not even going to do the bid with you. I'm going to look for the next motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, you must be crazy. What you talking about, man? I'm not taking a motherfucking risk. That's why I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To get me the shit that I want. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying about that. Yeah, that's why the signs say, so what? Because I'm like, all right, she married a white man, so what? You know what I'm saying? He a top-notch motherfucker.
Yeah.
He top-notch. You know what I'm saying? Go check his resume. You know what I'm saying? Watch some of them interviews when he talking and all that. You know what I mean? How accomplished he is. So y'all acting like he just some regular dude.
Right.
Like, okay, nah. She just married somebody black. Okay, name all the top 10 black dudes that ain't got nobody.
Right.
That's not already married.
Right.
All right, because that man got a resume. Right? You know what I mean? The man is accomplished. Can't take that away from him. Can't front.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Man top tier.
Yeah.
So she's just supposed to say, nah, I can't date you.
Man, let's be real.
Nah, I can't marry you.
How many niggas you think really would approach Candace Owens on some like, I want to take you on a date shit? Like, how many men? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we see her. We see her personality. She got a strong personality. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, if you the right man, you can get a woman to acquiesce to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of motherfuckers are scared to even approach that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That shit is intimidating for certain motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
The way she come off and how she is. You know what I mean? That shit is intimidating for a lot of motherfuckers that wouldn't even approach a woman like that. So you telling her to wait when the motherfuckers is... That's probably not even on her level.
Yeah. Yeah. Motherfuckers that it's not, despite not on her level as far. Right. Yeah, not even on her level as far as, you know what I mean, how they think, the stuff they care about, their values, all of that. You know what I mean? Cause a lot of y'all got them got mint because some of y'all probably might be bird brains. True. And they might like that, the fact that you don't got, and you talk to a woman like that, because I know dudes like that.
Yeah. She ain't challenging me and shit. You know what I mean? I can do whatever I want. I ain't got to worry about that. Yeah.
Yeah, know what I mean?
No motherfucking that don't do nothing want to be challenged.
Yeah.
You in there telling them like, yo, you need to do something with yourself. See, that's what I'm talking about. Every time we having a good day, right. You talking about I need to better do.
Right.
We don't want to hear that shit. Right. He not doing nothing.
Right. A motherfucker don't even know how to build him get paid. He just sitting there. He just sitting out watching TV. Like, you know we're going to pay rent. Right?
Right. You need to get a job or something. See, right. Yeah, you go like, I'm here chilling. We had a good day today. It's been cool. Right. No, it's been a good day today, motherfucker, but the bill man, he gonna knock on the door tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is the motherfucker that you got. Come on, man.
Nah, I want a simple Simon motherfucker. I need your ass to be cute with a big butt.
Right, right.
And not know damn near nothing.
Right.
I don't want somebody that's gonna challenge me intellectually and all that. Now, I mean, they got a mind on and think for themselves. I want a woman just go with the flow. Simple Simon, know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, she want to have fun. Her ass ain't going to do nothing but have fun, drink,
have run fun, mouth have on the babies. Phone. That's all that right. Bitch is good for.
Right, know what I mean? For breeding, know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, I mean, keep the wheel turning in life. Now, I mean, right. she's simple, know what I'm saying? She going to spend her whole life getting bent the hell over.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? And she cool with that as long as you can pay to get a goddamn hair done.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So even on a level like that, it's women out here. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm attacking just black women. But it's women out here that's not even going to try to level up intellectually. See, you know what I mean? So that a nothing ass man won't even approach you. You won't even level up to that extent. Not even, I'm not talking about like getting busy, but like you won't even level up that. So come on, man. That's why you get approached by anybody and everybody. You know what I mean?
Now, I love this about y'all, know what I mean? Because it's just something I like. But you got chicks that be mad about that shit, talking about something. What gives some of these men the nerve to approach me? Well, your fucking hair is purple. And you covered in tattoos, baby. So, yeah.
Yo.
That dude at the gas station seen you and decided to shoot his shot.
Right. Right. These motherfucking men talk to me any old kind of way. Well, listen, baby girl, yeah. You're dressed like a whore.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? You
I got to Target, that, everybody got a red fucking, shirt and gray khakis on.
Yeah. You fucking. You goddamn. Now, I mean, you got the damn tights.
Right.
That show the individual ass cheeks. You got pink hair. Yeah. And they're mad that the motherfucker.
Right. Come at you and come at you a certain type of way.
A motherfucker shooting a shot.
Right.
Shoot and shoot.
Yeah. Then you walk away from him because he came at you.
So who's supposed to walk up to you? The dude with the business suit that's the lawyer? The doctor, the lawyer?
Right.
He's supposed to walk up on you and say, listen, I seen your rainbow hair from across the room. I just had to come introduce myself. You know what I mean? I seen your tattoos from across the room. I just seen you over here all tatted up with tattoos all over on your face. And I just wondering, I take you out sometime?
Right. I'm thinking the whole time, like, before I'm coming over here, I'm like, I know women like that's not single. Right.
Listen, I just started my own law firm. I would love to take your pink hair wearing tennis skirt with the ass cheeks hanging out the bottom to get to know you better.
Right.
What are you thinking? Like, who you think is going to approach you though?
I don't know, dog.
Now, I love that shit.
Yeah.
I love that. I've even been criticized about loving that. Because people feel like I should be dating a woman like...
You perpetuating the problem.
Huh?
You perpetuating the problem because you like shit like
who
that.
Who I want is my business. I ain't hurting nobody else. I like pink and purple hair.
Yeah, you.
But people and like people have got on me about that.
Yeah. Other woman.
A lot of okay. people that I know. Okay, I got a lot you. Of people I know, cause they feel like I should be dating a Candace Owens type.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Now I mean, who's not walking around with the goddamn weave all the way down to their ass, and they hear his rainbow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you like what you like, dog.
Yeah, I like.
You like what you like.
I mean, I like what I like, but and that's the thing. Even I've been criticized for that. Like, they feel like I should level up and not date women who wear stuff like that, that their appearance is like that.
I feel you.
Which I have, because my thing is, I don't really have like a type. Like, you know what I mean? I have been around and then dated Candace Owens type of women. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Who they dress more conservative. Mm-hmm. They hairstyles are more conservative. And you know, I date the chicks that her fucking hair is blonde one day, and then you come see me 3 days later, your hair is pink.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I've dated all them type of chicks.
Shit, I married a woman like that. My wife, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna come on to when I get in the house. Here, I went from red to pink to blue. You know what I mean? Fuck it. I just go with the shit.
You know what I mean? That's just one of the things I like. And I myself has been criticized by people I know. Like, why do you date women? I just like that. I like when I'm not one of them people. Your hair should always be natural. You need to be wearing a dent. You should be just wearing an afro. I'm one of them people. I just like that.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't mind it if I just, the next time I see your ass, you come over here and your hair is blue.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So even I have been criticized for that. They feel like I should date women that's more conservative.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I date the whole spectrum. I'm one of them people. I can date a woman that's a lawyer and then I can also date a woman that's a damn dancer.
Okay.
I've always been like that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shit, that's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but that right there, man, just... I just wanted to touch on that, man. We ain't got to make this joint too much longer because, like I said, it really wasn't no thing about getting all deep as far as the political side of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'll leave that up to y'all, you know what I'm saying? To listen to just what people are saying and y'all just dig deeper into it. And then y'all make y'all decision when it's time to vote who y'all want to vote for or your ideologies or how y'all want to live. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But they just want to talk about the whole thing, Candace Owens, that. Yeah, because every time you talk to somebody want to bring it up and talk, they ain't really got no reason why you don't like her except that you feel like she don't act like the norm, what you feel like is the norm of black people or black women.
Right.
So you feel like, well, I don't like her. I feel like she against us. Why? Because she's, like I said, because she don't have blonde hair and she ain't twerking?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So she got to be, she ain't full, she ain't against us, but really, if you listen to her, a lot of the things, a lot of people align with a lot what she's saying, but people just against her because they feel like she's some Oreo cookie type chick.
No, they against her because they don't know. And like you said, the masses already made their mind up and they made their decision.
Right.
So I'm going to go against them because I don't want to be a weirdo out here.
Right.
I don't want to be looked at as a weirdo. I don't know why we not fucking with her, but we not fucking with her? All right, we not going with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
yeah, that's what that shit is.
Yeah, so that's all that is, man. Like I said, a majority of stuff she say, I completely agree with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't say, I just don't like her, just because. No, I agree with a lot of things that she's saying. You know what I mean? She makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you said, people already got it that, we against her. You know, on top of that, she married a white man.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah, so like I said, you know what I mean? Y'all got to listen for yourselves and make your own decisions, man. You know what I mean? Instead of just the whole fear of just going against the grain and being looked at as being different. So, I really want to make this joint too long. Like I said, you know what I mean? I basically want to talk about that for like the last few weeks. Because I just, you know what I mean? And just not just online, just in real life period. When you talk to somebody and people can't really explain why they have a problem with her.
Marrying a white man is only looked at bad amongst women. I really noticed that. Because, like, if we marry a white woman, that shit is looked bad amongst, like, women looked at that shit bad like they missed out, right? But I remember being young. I ain't going to talk about who I was at. But it was like, somebody, one of my family members, if you bring a white, if you get a white woman, don't bring in his house. That's how I was. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, that's kind of high because you're my family. We cool and shit. But then they had like, you know, they had a daughter and it was like, you know, if you marry a white man, that's like leveling up. But I'm like, I'm a black man. You're going to encourage her to marry outside of what I am, but I can't. That shit is weird to me. You know what I mean? I've heard shit like that.
Yeah, because some of these people, I've heard stuff like that too. You know what I mean? We're gonna get into it before we get out of here. A lot of people, like you say, parents know their kids.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean? They know the ones who, all right, I ain't really gotta worry about this one. They kind of self-sufficient, don't react for nothing. And they know the ones who their whole life's gonna be a goddamn struggle. Mm. So their life might be easier if they go find a white man. Now, especially a white man to get busy.
Yeah, I feel you.
That person, I mean, her life might be easier because she may not be a go-getter.
Right.
Because you be around women that some are go-getters and some, no, they going to struggle their whole life if they don't have no man helping them.
Right.
And I know some women who won't get up and get to it whether they got a man or not.
Right.
I just know women like that. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to get up and go to it. You know what I mean? Just like I got a homegirl. A homegirl that I had on here, Nikki. You know what I mean? I know her from work. She get busy.
Right.
She not know, if I ain't got no man, I'm completely helpless and I don't know what to do. And then I can't survive without one. No, she do the same damn job as me. She get busy in life. Right. So I know women that can get busy with or without a man. And I know some women that life is fucked up if ain't nobody taking care of them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? If they got to rely on their looks and be able to hook a dude because they don't want to work. They can't. Life is just too goddamn tough and they can't survive on their own. Mm. See what I'm saying? I know some women that, thank God they pretty. Because they would not survive in life if they wasn't. They don't have no work ethic. They just don't. Mm. Now, I mean, they can't get to it. They can't. Everything is so damn hard. And anything make them cry and break the hell down, they cannot survive. Mm. Some people are just like that. And some people feel like being with a white man in the world because a white man automatically gets the most respect out of anybody.
Right, I feel you.
And that may make a person's life easier.
Right.
A role easier. You see what I'm saying?
Right, I feel you.
And you expect that, yo, man, it's just what we is. Now, I mean, we black men, we got to grind in life. We just got to grind it out.
Right.
And that's looked at as you taking a step back. Now, I mean, you supposed to make sure you carry on the legacy. And your grandmama black, your mama black. But if a woman in your, like you said, a woman in a family bring a white man home, especially he's a well-to-do white motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good thing because now we can, you know what I mean? The connections he might have or the resources he might have might help this family out.
Right.
And then that might help her out because she might have an easier life being with him. Mm. But the black man, he's supposed to grind it out.
Right.
Now, I mean, life is just hard for us, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Get to it. You know what I mean? Stop fucking crying. You know what I'm saying? You can't. You just got to just deal with it. You know what I mean? You just expect to just deal with it. You know what I mean? Life is just before we just the grind for us, and it's supposed to be hard. Now, I mean, we got to do everything the hard way. You know what I mean? Looked at as that. You know what I mean? Looked at as if you brought anything other than a black woman home, yo, what you doing? Right. You know what I'm saying? You could be happy as hell with that woman. So I thought this will be, okay, let me not go be with this woman just because she might be white or she might be Asian or she might be a Latina and then try to find a black woman. And I might not even find a black woman that's the same, that I care about the same or on the same, you know what I mean? Or line up the same with this other woman. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take that gamble though. So if I meet a white woman tomorrow that I completely like and we just click on all levels. I'm supposed to tell her no?
Right, right, right.
Nah, I can't date you. Even though we hit it off, you're white and I can't date you.
Right.
So I got to just go back. Man, let me go back to trying to roll in the dice, man. And just hopefully I find a black woman that's kind of like you.
Right.
Know what I mean? So is it goddamn love is blind or what? Or what? Because people want to say that 1 second, then the next second. No, everybody else can date, but you black man? Nah, you... Man, you just going just, no, man, if you meet a woman that ain't, that's non-black, you got to say no. You a traitor to your people if you do, you know what I mean, if you do that.
Right.
But the black woman can go champion that. Serena Williams done found a top notch man to be her husband.
Right.
Okay, what's wrong if a black man do that? His mama black, his grandmama black. Yeah. If I was his mama, she would not be allowed in my house.
Right.
What?
Nah, because you know you already said that the dating pool is small. So if you lose one good black man out of that, it makes it even smaller. And now we lost.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing. You got all these. This is the thing, man. You got all these well-to-do black men.
Right.
How the dating pool small. Right. That's a part of the goddamn psychological warfare.
I agree with you.
In a black woman's mind, the dating pool is small.
Right.
How? Y'all went to school with black men that went to school, same thing that y'all went to school for, but no.
He's an educated lame.
So all them dudes you went to school for,
yeah,
that your ass is a doctor or lawyer, he's doctor or lawyer too.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? No. Hold on. All y'all went to school, especially all these people go to the HBCU. I got women that went to HBCUs. You can't find no man. You just went to school with a whole bunch of dudes.
Right.
They educated too. He lame. You need a guy. So you did all that schooling to go date a damn drug dealer.
For the time being. You wait until I'm done dealing with these motherfuckers. Because these motherfuckers got an expiration date. You know what I mean? Once you start hitting like 40 and shit, 45, and you like, this shit ain't fun no more because you ready to slow down.
Yeah,
because, I'll come back for you then.
Because you got our woman who thinking about picking a man based on who make him wet.
Right. Right.
I'm gonna go with the dude that make me wet.
Right, right.
Because they be killing me that it's nobody to date. Like you ain't got black men that's graduating from college, with good jobs. You got men out here, you got blue collar men out here, you got men out here that's running construction companies, general contractors,
right?
Know what I mean? Electrical businesses, HVAC, all of that type of stuff. You got the people that did go to college, know what I'm saying? They doctors, they lawyers. You know what I'm saying? You got those dudes in corporate America, they making tech companies and all that.
Yeah, definitely.
They educated lames though.
Yeah,
right. I need a rapper or a drug dealer.
Right.
But you a goddamn fucker. You just graduated fucking college. You got a goddamn master's degree.
Right.
But you don't want to date a dude that got a master's degree.
Right.
I want to date a rapper. I'm looking for a rapper.
Right.
So that's a part of the problem too. The goddamn mindset.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
So the person that you was sitting right next to in class, he's not good enough?
No.
He got the same degree as you. He got the same credentials as you. You came out of medical school, so did he. You a doctor, he a doctor.
Right.
What's the problem? Because he don't want to go to the club and fucking pop bottles or something like that. His whole, know what I'm saying? He's boring.
Right.
I need a drug dealer or a scammer. Why? You're a goddamn doctor. Why? You're a nurse.
Yep.
Why?
Motherfucker don't excite you enough.
So you guys went to nursing school, but you come out and date a damn drug dealer.
Right.
But you got a bunch of goddamn black men as doctors in here asking you out, you turning them down.
Right. Right.
They boring and lame. All they do is save lives and operate on people.
Right.
I can't take no pictures of that on Instagram. I need a nigga popping bottles. We need to be popping bottles in the club in the section. So I can show these bitches that.
Yeah, I'm getting it. All they do is what I do. That's wild. All they do is what I do. Yeah. Yeah.
When you think about that, that shit is wild.
Yeah, that shit is wild. All they do is what I do.
Okay. Constantly saying there's nobody out here. Like they just didn't go to school and graduate and wasn't no black man graduating with y'all.
Right, right.
Y'all lawyers and y'all goddamn doctors and y'all nurses.
Yeah.
So wasn't no men graduating with y'all? Doing the same thing? So what you mean is nobody to date?
Dating pool is small.
How the dating pool small?
That's the cliche, yeah.
And this is the thing, because I seen this online, right? And it's the truth. You'll see, by the time a lot of the non-black women and all that graduate, they already engaged to be married.
Yeah.
They already engaged to be married.
Right.
With guess who? A motherfucker they went to school with.
Right, right.
But you got a lot of these black women talking about, you know what they do is sitting right next to you. They got the same goals and all that. The same accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? They try to do the same thing. Educated lame. Let me stop saying that shit too.
Yeah.
Educated lame. What the fuck does that mean?
That's a wild term.
Y'all get that bullshit from? You know what I'm saying? Now I mean you going to school and you working with dudes right next to you.
Right.
Turning them down though.
Right.
You turning them down to go mess with a motherfucker who ain't thinking 5 minutes ahead in life. And then now everybody want to be in their 30s, 40 years old. It's just the dating pool is so small. It's nobody out here. There's plenty of motherfuckers out here.
Yeah.
There's plenty of motherfuckers out here. They was invisible to you. They was invisible to you. Now that they 40. Now, I mean, now that you 40, no, them men is already married. You know what I mean? They married the people that wanted them. Some of them may not even been black women, but can you blame them?
Right.
Can you blame them? I'm gonna go be with the person who want me.
Right.
If I done asked your ass out, and you done turned me down, and all these women done turned me down, okay, I might meet a woman that's Latina. Might meet a woman that's Asian. Might a woman that's white.
Yeah.
So she gave me the time of day that y'all didn't. But then it's, why are you with that woman? Well, when I wanted to date your ass, you told me no.
Right.
That's why I just so happened to meet her, and she just so happened to be not be black.
Right.
You mad at them for that. The dudes that y'all turned down at goddamn 25, now y'all 35, y'all mad at them. And 40, y'all mad at them. Y'all turned them down when you was younger.
Right.
When you sitting in school right next to him, you was turning them down. He in school for the same thing you in school for.
Yeah.
Now you mad at him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All of them. Y'all couldn't find no black women. They did. They was around a lot of black women. They all got turned down for being lame. Being in school is lame. You were in school telling somebody else they're lame for being in school.
Right.
So, and I mean, every black man is supposed to try to be the biggest goddamn drug dealer in the world running around out in the street. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what you like. I mean, that's a gang member and a drug dealer. Get the fuck out of that shit. Saying that shit in songs and all that old dumbass shit. But anyway, man, this joint is running long, man.
Nah, you're right. You right, man. Listen, man, we gonna get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? If you stayed this long, man, we always ask y'all, like, rate, share, review, comment, you know what I'm saying? All of those things. And also, I'm gonna keep saying to keep those notification bells on so that when we go live, you can participate in the live with us. You know what I mean? It ain't just us, we love the engagement, the back and forth dialect that y'all give us. Cause sometimes we see y'all comments, sometimes we don't. We go with it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, if you got a reply back, more than likely, if you didn't get a reply back, I'm going to say more than likely we didn't see a comment because I try to reply back every time I see a comment come up on there. But without further ado, y'all, we out of here, man. It's the Earn an ISO show. If you don't know, now you know. We out of here, y'all. Peace.